Well, today, August 3rd, is the feast day of one of my favorite saints, Saints Peter Julian Aimard. And Father Aimard was the founder of the Blessed Sacrament Fathers, the Blessed Sacrament Brothers, and the Sister Servants of the Blessed Sacrament. He's the one who founded a religious order's focus entirely on Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. He was born in the year 1811 in the Diocese of Grenoble in France. As a young man, he worked in his father's oil press and as a knife maker until he was 18. And then he felt called to the priesthood. He was ordained in Grenoble in the year 1831. He was a contemporary of St. John Vianney. He received permission of his bishop to join the Marist Fathers, and for 17 years he was a member of that wonderful congregation of Marists. He became the rector of the college, but then in the year 1851 he made a pilgrimage to a shrine of Our Lady, and there he received an inspiration from the Lord to establish an order devoted entirely to the Eucharist. And he said that there were orders that honored all the different mysteries of our faith, for example, the Trinity and the Incarnation, the Redemption, the Good Shepherd, but there was no order devoted entirely to the Eucharist. So he says here in a letter that he wrote, "The idea haunted me that Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament had no religious institute to glorify his mystery of love, whose only object was entire consecration and focus on the Eucharist." So he talked to his religious superiors and they asked him to pray about it, and he went to see the Holy Father, Pope Pius IX, and he was very encouraging. And so he submitted his plan for a religious order of priests that would adore the Blessed Sacrament and preach missions about the Eucharist. And so he received approval from the Archbishop of Paris. The bishop even gave him a house in which he could form this institute. He started with just one companion. Vocations were very slow, it was very difficult, but soon a few other houses of priests adoring the Blessed Sacrament were set up. St. John Vianney, who knew Father Aimard personally, once said of him, "He is a great saint, and his work will do great good and honor for the glory of God." So he spent the remainder of his years, he only lived to be 57 years of age, he spent the remainder of his years establishing the order of sisters, brothers, and priests that would be adoring the Blessed Sacrament and focusing their whole life around this central mystery of our faith. During the last 4 years of his life, Father Aimard suffered terribly from illnesses and insomnia. In the year 1868, his health broke down completely. The doctors ordered him to leave Paris and go back to his hometown of Lemur in France. And he was partially paralyzed at this time. He died on August 1st. He was beatified in the year 1925 and canonized at the close of the first session of the Second Vatican Council. And regarding devotion to the Eucharist, he said, "Without the Eucharist," he said, "I would be lost." That was his whole center of his life. And what a great example that is for all of us, to make sure that the Eucharist is the very center of our life. By Sunday Mass, by daily Mass, by visits to the Blessed Sacrament, if possible, spending 1 hour every day before the Blessed Sacrament, a Eucharistic holy hour every day before the Lord. St. Thomas Aquinas called the Eucharist the very center of our Christian life and the very source of our existence. Father Aimard, before he died, he wrote 9 books about the Eucharist. There's a whole Aimard library that you can get. This book is called The Real Presence. He also wrote a book on Holy Communion, Eucharistic Retreats, the Eucharist and Christian Perfection, a Eucharistic Handbook, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, The Month of St. Joseph, and In the Light of the Monstrance. To these wonderful books all about the Eucharist. Imagine writing 9 books about the Eucharist. So we ask Father Amard for a great love of Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament. That Christ will always be the very center of our life and we'll always spend time with Him every day. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of Father Amard, and you can bless it, you can venerate it after Mass. To the intercession of St. Peter Julian Amard, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.